Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at LibertyMountainUSA.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, June the 11th, 2026 edition. Continuing this story about what went on in the House chamber yesterday in Lansing, where Republican-backed bills were presented to move up the timeline for literacy, teaching our children how to read. Programs that need to be implemented, teacher training that needs to be done. Well, previously, it had all been pushed to start this fall in September and to give an entire year, September of 2027, for the teachers to receive the training to be able to teach students how to read. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And one Democrat, Representative Matt Colazar of Plymouth, stood up to fight against the bills. Colazar said, "The 2027 timeline was chosen after conversations with school districts and education groups that asked lawmakers for time to properly ramp up. Some districts," he said, "may need to make drastic changes depending on the literacy model they currently use." He pointed to separate bipartisan legislation that even moved out of the Education Workforce Committee yesterday morning, saying lawmakers had already been working across the aisle on teacher training and implementation. Okay, Representative Colazar, with all due respect, the current literacy model many of these school districts are using is not working. Third grade reading proficiency test has shown and proven that the state of Michigan's children rank 44th in the country out of 50 states. Whatever they're using needs to be thrown in the trash can. You don't phase it out, you end it. And these bills would force them to get it done this year instead of next year. Well, Colazar, of course, had to make it political. The Republicans are essentially using this issue to politicize our children. The Republicans are saying our reading scores are bad, so we just have to accelerate a program. But you have to be able to build the program first, said Colazar. Well, Representative Jamie Green, the Republican who sponsored both of the bills, stood up and rejected that idea. As to why the timeline should be delayed, Green said literacy should not be a partisan issue. This shouldn't be a partisan issue. It should be bipartisan. It's reading. I don't understand why we're getting so much pushback as to simply moving up a deadline forward instead of keeping it for next year. We have a problem, and we have to deal with it now. Well, both of the bills, 5819 and 5820, passed 56 minimum to 58. Two Republicans joined the Democratic caucus in voting no. State Representative Steve Cara of Three Rivers and James DeSanta, Republican of Carlton. Why? I have no idea. I cannot understand possibly what their thinking is. Well, the other bill, House Bill 5821, that passed with 61 to 44 votes. Again, that bill simply required the Department of Education to maintain a list of no more than 15 elementary reading curricula or materials and allow the districts to use locally developed materials so long as they are approved by the Department of Education. Now, some other bills that they cranked out yesterday. Criminal procedure bills. House Bill 5510 and 5511 will also be heading to the Senate following yesterday's House vote. These bills would change delayed sentencing rules in cases involving non-payment of child support. Courts would be required to delay sentencing for at least 1 year and up to 5 years for defendants placed on probation in certain felony child support non-payment cases. Courts could also delay entering a judgment of conviction if the prosecutor agreed certain conditions were met. These bills passed with almost unanimous consent. 102-3, 103-2 for both House Bill 5510 and 5511. One Republican, Matt Maddock, voted against both bills. The other no votes were from Democrats. Lansing, tobacco shipping labeling. Really? Lawmakers passed House Bill 5472, 70-35, which would work to make labeling requirements for tobacco products being transported out of state more efficient. You really had to pass a bill to do that. Really? Labels put on tobacco products to make them more efficient, and you had to pass a bill to do it. Folks, can you say part-time legislature? This was a good set of bills right here. I've been following these for a while. The House passed House Bills 59, 32, 33, 34, and 35. Bills that were aimed at removing the red tape and how the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs handles building permits. The legislation would limit when the department can require changes after a permit is already issued, required the department to identify application issues within set timelines, require citations to the law or code when denying permits, and require permit fee refunds if the department misses a deadline. Basically, a way to expedite building permits in the state. Lastly, local election timing. Two Senate bills were passed unanimously that would change when some local elected officials take office. Senate Bill 240 would move the start date for township officers to December 1st after the election instead of November 20th. Why would they do that? I have no idea. Oh, I know. Deer season would be over. It's the only thing I can think of. Deer rifle, deer season, November 15th through November 30th. Well, you know, if they win the election in early November before deer season starts, let's have them not have to report to service until December 1st. And it passed unanimously. The other bill, Senate Bill 241, would prevent elected village officials' terms from beginning before noon on the first day of the month after their election. Prevent elected officials from beginning before noon on the first day of the month after their election. Again, also pushing it basically to December 1st. I guess deer season and deer hunting is more important. Well, we've got a few other stories here to get to today from Lansing. Well, let's start this one. We'll wrap it up in the final segment. Free service connecting Michiganders to resources like food, shelter, healthcare, and public services was found to have outdated databases, weak cybersecurity, and poor state oversight, according to the Auditor General report yesterday. The audit found that the Department of Health and Human Services was not even monitoring the vendors that run the 211 hotline. And the content contained within the database of information provided only 90% accurate information. And one of the seven quarters the audit took place from October 22nd through June 2024 said oversight needs to be improved. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services needs to significantly strengthen its oversight of the Michigan 211 hotline activities to help ensure Michigan residents consistently receive timely and accurate, reliable resource information for referrals for food, housing, and health services. The audit found that the vendor's four subcontractors did not have the minimum amount of cybersecurity required by the state of Michigan. There's more to this story. We'll wrap it up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put $4,747 in your pocket every year. And seniors deserve a better deal on property taxes. This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor. And I approve this message so that we can finally bring quality and efficiency to state government.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Just to wrap up this story about oversight of the 211 hotline and the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. The 211 hotline IT information technology controls were not ensuring confidentiality of the hotline users or information that was given to over the 500,000 contacts they had each year. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services was not obtaining any metrics from the 211 hotline vendor regarding the results of the calls the operators had when speaking live, nor any follow-ups or any survey results. There was no documentation from the Department of Health and Human Services that it was meeting an average time to answer of less than 1.5 minutes. Instead, according to the audit, it was taking anywhere from 3 to 6 minutes to be available to answer questions. The legislative report information received from the 211 hotline was not verified by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. However, they told auditors that it had not put up a contract manager during the audit time. The department agreed with the audit findings, and they said they would work to improve oversight. MERS told the Office of the Auditor General, Michigan Department of Health and Human Services told the Office of the Auditor General that the 211 hotline put in a new electronic process to notify agencies and to provide them with direct access they needed to improve their accuracy to the services they were providing. The department said they are going to request a review of the new IT systems to make sure the FedRAMP certification for the software is up to date. That's a requirement from the federal government. MDHHS also said they would work with the Department of Technology, Management, and Budget to amend the vendor contract to require a complaint report from the hotline. They also would create a checklist for the required information to be included in their legislative reports. Bottom line is, while Michigan's 211 did not consistently meet performance goals for the audited years, improvements since then have been made, starting in fiscal year 2025. So far in this fiscal year of 2026, Michigan Department of Health and Human Services staff will monitor performance goals and document conversations related to make needed improvements to service delivery deficiencies. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services staff told auditors adding penalties would be possible. So, kind of an interesting story. Oversight and what needs to happen within the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, which, by the way, folks, is the largest budget agency in the state government. Almost $40 billion, almost half of our entire budget, goes to this one department. And who runs the department? Elizabeth Hertel. Who is Elizabeth Hertel? She's the wife of Curtis Hertel, the Democrat Party chair. Just connecting the dots. How did she get that position? Because her husband is buddies with Governor Gretchen Whitmer. So we'll continue to follow this story, see if in fact oversight improvements are made, and whether or not we will actually get the resources necessary to the people who call the hotline. 211. Instead of 911, it's 211, and it should be able to give you resource information regarding food, housing, and health services. That was the intent of setting up the hotline a few years ago. Well, we've got some other stories from Lansing that they're working on different things. We also have a report regarding insurance. Talking about a committee yesterday that took some testimony. We're going to cover that. Senate Bill 1011. And we're going to have a conversation about gold standards for dyslexia training. Yeah, that's actually a thing. Final segment, final hour of today's show. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that old